I imagine everyone who has ever said a prayer has wondered at some time if that prayer got past the ceiling. The image of a prayer not reaching God, but instead being blocked, is a sentiment I have heard quite a few folks describe. Many believe even if the prayer does get through, they still have to do something special in order for God to answer their prayers. The truth is, we don't need to get permission from another person, wear a special garment, light a candle, use a special rug, first take a bath or take a specific posture or position before we pray. Some of these can be useful or helpful to do, depending on where you are going to pray or what kind of ambience you are trying to create. But they are not requirements for God to hear your prayer. The Bible reveals God as omnipresent, meaning He is everywhere at the same time. Therefore, it is impossible for anything physical to prevent your prayer from reaching God. But even more important is the location of God's heart towards us. The 139th Psalm addresses this quite well, particularly verses 1 through 3. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Or as King David told Solomon, the Lord searches every heart and understands every desire and thought. When we consider God's omnipresence and His compassionate heart, it is most certainly foolish to think we have any secrets from Him or that any of our prayers have not gotten past the ceiling. God interacts with every prayer and knows what is best for every person in the scheme of all eternity. I'm Joseph Tkach, speaking of life.